And joining us this week for a look at the science headlines is Laurie Winkless. She's from the National Physical Laboratory in Teddington, London. Peter Rogers is from the Cambridge-based science journal eLife. And Laura Howes is from Chemistry World magazine. And kicking off with a look at clean energy. Laura.
So we're looking at hydrogen power, hydrogen and fuel cells, which I've been told as pretty much as long as I can remember that I'll be driving a hydrogen-powered car, but it's never quite happened.
What are the benefits of hydrogen? Why do people regard hydrogen as the fuel of the future?
Well, the biggest benefit of hydrogen is that it's clean burning. So rather than creating carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases, you just combine it with oxygen and it forms water.
Well, that sounds great. What's the problem?
The problem is that hydrogen's also a gas, so it's not very dense. Gases are, by definition, they don't have very many molecules in them. And so there's a bit of a problem. And if you want to put it in your car, how do you put a gas in your car? You either have to have a huge, great big balloon on the top, and that's not really going to work, or you have to create pressurised hydrogen and stick that in your car. And people aren't so fond of pressurised hydrogen.
And I suppose also the infrastructure that we have for delivering fuel around the country, petrol station, forecourts and so on, gas mains and things, they're not set up to deliver hydrogen, are they?
No, absolutely not. Everything that we have is based on having a liquid fuel in our cars. And obviously, hydrogen is not liquid, not until you really cool it down or really pressurise it.
We're talking of liquids. What's the solution then?
Well, the solution, to use methanol. Methanol is a very simple alcohol. It's got one carbon, three hydrogens around it, and then an OH group. And that's the OH group that makes it an alcohol. And people have been talking for quite a long time about methanol being a potential, what we call a hydrogen carrier, so being the source of hydrogen for your car. But the problem has been that to try and separate the hydrogen has required high temperatures and pressures, so it's not something you really want to be going on in your car while you're driving it along on the road. But a group of German and Italian scientists led by Matthias Beller at the University of Rostock in Germany have been working on a catalyst that's ruthenium-based, so ruthenium is the metal in the middle, that can actually do this trick, but at temperatures lower than 100 degrees centigrade and at ambient pressure.
Ruthenium is also a lot cheaper, isn't it? 100 times cheaper than platinum,
yes,
which is the other way of doing it. So it's attractive both from a temperature point of view
and from
a low
cost
pressure
point of view,
temperature.
Yep. There's some really good reasons why you'd want to do this. And one of the other really good reasons why you'd like ruthenium is that this catalyst not only reacts once with methanol to take out some hydrogen and leave what the next thing is, formaldehyde, but it then reacts again with the formaldehyde and then that turns into formic acid and it turns again to turn into carbon dioxide. So it removes every single hydrogen atom that's in the methanol.
But you said there's some carbon, so there's going to be some carbon dioxide. So that sort of detracts from the green value of the hydrogen because there's still some carbon dioxide coming off.
There is some carbon dioxide coming off, but there are ways that you can capture that. There's a lot of ways of talking about putting it with alkaline and turning it into limestone effectively and pulling it out.
There's been a lot of talk of, instead of doing this, finding better ways to lock that hydrogen up, in particular what are called MOFs, metal organic frameworks, which seem to be ways where, again, at sort of standard pressure, you can store enormous amounts of hydrogen, and that way you don't need this extra stage, you don't need the extra chemistry, you just store it better. Which do you think is actually most likely to be an attractive proposition?
Well, I think there are positives and negatives to both. And obviously, as you talk about MOFs, they're very good at storing because they've got a huge porous structure. So that's where the gas goes and stores. But I think if we're talking about the short-term change into technology, probably by using the infrastructure we already have, that's going to allow us to change over. In the future, MOFs may be better, but it's all about that transitional period.
Is this catalyst ready to go? Could we see this going into fuel cells in cars and things tomorrow, or does it still need some work?
It does still need some work. It's not quite fast enough to really convert the methanol to hydrogen as quickly as you need it to burn it in, well, to put it through the fuel cell in your car that converts it to electricity. But these catalysts are very easily tweaked by adjusting the chemistry around them. So I can't see it necessarily being a problem to adjust it and keep adjusting it and refining it till it gets to that point.
It's just one of those things you think, why did no one think of that before?